I have not taken any L's in life, only lessons learned. Hey girl, hey, it's your girl Rustique, and this is the Girls Room Podcast. And we're back at it again with another episode. And this topic, again, is another one I see floating on Twitter. And it's actually something that I have had to deal with here recently just because of the changes that I tend to make for myself and the way I may carry myself, if you will. So let's dive into talking about code switching and professionalism, because a lot of us queens are stepping into the corporate world and we constantly have to hear, you know, code switching or being professional or that's not professional or make sure that you, you know, carry yourself or conduct yourself a certain type of way. I'm here to tell you that all of that is fake to me. Fake. 100% fake. It's outdated. It's old. Stuff like that should not matter in today's time. It is 2021. The color of my hair, the length of my nails, tattoos, any of those things should not negate from me being able to have a specific type of job and doing my job. When it comes to finding work and working in corporate, it should really only matter if I can do my job and do it well. The way I look, now I'm not saying like, you know, just any type of way, but like the way I look should not keep me from being able to be quote unquote professional or whatever professionalism is. And I feel like we are, you know, of course, raised by our parents and grandparents. And back in their day, you had to be professional. You had to, you know, be suited and booted. You couldn't have braids. You couldn't have locks. You couldn't have color in your hair. Your nails couldn't be any type of way. You had to dress business because that was the standard for then. And that was the way we had to navigate in, you know, a world that's not ours. And, you know, because let's be honest, like corporate world was not meant for us to start out with, if we being completely honest. And so, you know, we had to mold ourselves into fitting that standard so, you know, we can make coins just like everyone else. And that's not fair. Like, that's not fair. That's not today. Like, that's not how the world works today. The fact that they are just now making laws that prevents jobs from not hiring people because of their hair in this day and age is ridiculous. The fact that, like, I have to try to tone myself down in order to work at one place versus another is ridiculous. If my skill set matches the job, that's all that should matter. And due to these standards that we've had, it makes us specifically Black people, Black women, all of us, we have to code switch, as people say, when we step in the office. So, you know, you may be with your friends and you be like, hey, bitch, hey, sis, hey, this, and with your big prr, all of that. But, you know, when you step in the office, you have to put on your voice. Hey there, how are you doing today? You know, you have to change it all. Change your demeanor, change the way you talk, change the way you act. And it becomes unnatural. It becomes forced. It's not where it's at all. And granted, I am in my first official full-time corporate job, but I have had internships before in different places, different states. So I was, you know, able to have the opportunity to see how different, you know, corporate life is in other places. So, for example, if you follow me on Instagram, if you know me, you know that 2 years ago, I had an internship with Chegg. In today's time, pretty much everyone knows what Chegg is or who Chegg is, all of that. So Chegg is based in Silicon Valley in California. So basically where all the big tech companies are, Facebook, Google, all of that. And their company, the vibe, hands down, best thing I have ever experienced for in my entire life. Like, I will brag on Chegg to the day I die. That was literally the best experience I have ever had. And to me, for that to be my first big break, big internship, it really set the tone for how I know that I wanted my career and my corporate life or wherever I decided to go to be for the rest of my time being as I go throughout my tenure of my career. So there, it was really no dress code. You know what I'm saying? It was very chill. So you don't have to dress business. You can dress casual. So if you wanted to wear jeans every day, you could wear jeans. If you wanted to, you know, get cute, wear a dress, you could do that. You could. It was not strict at all with the dress code. I mean, obviously, like, no super, super, super short shorts or stuff like that. But, like, you know, same with, like, school. You know what I'm saying? It was still just casual. So people were very free to be themselves. The way the atmosphere was set up, very open, very candid. Everything was very just to the point. So I felt very relaxed there. I could be myself. I was myself. I got to, you know, grow my nails. I had natural nails at the time, but they were so obsessed with the way my nails were growing out. They even, like, used to pay me to get my nails done because they would use that for photography purposes. But I got to 100% be myself. I was a content marketing intern, which means I was basically, as my manager at that time said to me, that I was an HVIC of all things content marketing and all things containing the blog at that time. So I basically ran the show. She managed me, but I ran the show pretty much. And I got to, that's how I, like, really, really got to tap in with writing again. I got to write blogs. I was hiring freelancers, all of that. But when I was writing the blogs, you could tell it was 100% me in that. I was saying sis, I was saying this, boss up this. You can go back and look on the website, type my name, and you see my blogs. You'll know that it's 100% me. And like I said, for me, that just literally set the tone. Everyone was able to be themselves and just really express themselves and be who they were. And I love that so much because it allowed for you to be creative. It allowed for you to feel like your ideas were important. It allowed for you to feel important. I felt so important. You couldn't tell me nothing. Like, Chegg don't owe me nothing. California owes me nothing. But like I said, for me, that's really set the tone of how I wanted to, you know, continue my career. Now, when I went to New York, you know, it was still like a relaxed type of dress code. You didn't have to dress businessy because, I mean, again, it's New York. And so, you know, still was pretty casual. But the dynamic of, like, the office style changed. So for me, it was like an eye opener because I'm like, oh, man, I really feel like I can't be myself around everyone. And when I say everyone, you know what I mean. I really feel like I can't be myself. You know, I feel like I need to condense myself because I want to make a good impression. It was an internship that had the possibility of turning into a full-time job. So I'm, you know, trying to minimize myself, if you will, and my personality, if you will. And, you know, make sure I stay at the standard, make sure I keep a good look, keep wraps to everyone. And it's just like, it felt weird. It felt uncomfortable. Like, I remember constantly going to my manager and just telling her, like, I feel out of place. I don't know what it is. I'm not really enjoying this. I don't know if this is for me. It was just a lot. And on the other hand, I have, like, family and friends who, you know, like I said, grew up in that era where they had to turn on the professionalism, quote unquote, and be a certain way. So even they're, like, speaking to me, because at that time I started to get into, like, really long nails. You know, if you knew me, I always had long weave, different things like that. And it was just like, you know, oh, like, you're going to go in there with those nails like that, or, oh, you're going to go into that interview with those nails or that hair, or, oh, you're going to do this. And it's so that also, like, deterred me from wanting to be myself in these type of situations. So even now, you know, I love, love, love me some long nails. And I, like, just recently cut my hair and colored my hair. But I remember, like, before I did it, my aunt was like, she was like, are you going to put on a wig when you go into the office? And I'm like, no, no, I'm not. But to her, you know, just based off of what she knows as professionalism, like, or being in a corporate scenario, that's what you're supposed to do. And anytime I don't have nails, she just gets so happy because she's like, oh, you don't have those claws. Great. Then they won't have to know. And I'm just like, again, like, that shouldn't mean anything. So I get really upset. I mean, not at her for obvious, because she just, that's just how she is, and that's how like she grew up with through her career. But it's just like, it brings the conversation to a bigger scale, because a lot of people think like that, and that's not the case. So I went into this job feeling like I need to minimize myself, because this job was a lot more corporate, if you will, than my previous internships and whatnot. So I felt like I needed to minimize myself, you know, to meet the standard. And I came out, came through and learned that that's not it. That was not working for me either. Like, I was being told, I got like told that they were confused, because during my interview, I was so bubbly and so popping and doing this, talking about Megan Thee Stallion, talking about this. And at work, I'm like on mute. And you know, I started my job in the middle of a pandemic, so I didn't meet anybody. I haven't met anybody in person, anything like that. So I'm like, you know, just hopping on meetings, observing, being quiet, not really participating, not being upfront, anything like that. And that didn't work for me. It didn't work out the best for me, because that started to show in my everyday work, if you will, because I wasn't being myself. So therefore, you know, not being yourself really does not serve you any better than just, you know, taking it and being you. And so, you know, I got that talk, like me and my mentor, we talk about that now. And so like, I was like, okay, well, she was like, you got hired because of your personality. You got hired because of how bubbly you are. You got hired because of X, Y, and Z. And I was like, see, I knew it. Like, I knew you were just, I'm just supposed to be myself. I don't know why I allow for myself to feel like I need to tone down or people around me, because you should never, ever in work, with your friends, with your family, any of that, and feel like you need to minimize yourself to do anything. They gonna take you for how you are or not take you at all. And I remember at one point in my time, I was like, if I can't be myself at a job, I don't want to be there. Because me being me is, that's what you get. Like, you get the creative side, you get the fun side, you get the ideas, you get the this, you get the that. And when I don't, when I feel like I have to cold switch, if you will, that's not the case. So now that I'm learning that I can, or relearning to step back into fully being myself at work, and now that we're going back to the office and things like that, I'm contributing a lot more. I'm on bigger activations now. I'm getting like praise now, because I'm doing what I knew I could do all of this time, all while being myself and bringing my personality out. And it's 100% okay. They not mad at me cutting my hair or looking at me sideways because my hair is red right now, or looking at me sideways because I got long acrylic nails. They don't care. As long as I'm getting my work done and getting it done well and contributing, that's all they care about. And so the other day, I got on the phone, or I had a one-on-one with my mentor. She's so amazing. She's a soror. She's from the South, so we just click instantly. That's my girl. And so she recently followed me on Instagram. I just talked about this on Twitter. She recently followed me on Instagram. And so we had our one-on-one, because I haven't talked to her in like a month or so. And so I got on the phone. I was like, hey. And she was like, cut all that out. She's like, I don't know who you fooling, because you're not finna fool me no more. And you're not finna fool the rest of these folks in here, because you be wanting to come in here all shy, knowing that's not you. And I was like, what are you talking about? Well, she was like, I be seeing your Instagram and I be seeing you be bubbly. You need to bring that to work. You need to show these folks how you really are and stop playing, because that's why you got hired. You got hired because of your personality. You got hired because of the way you act. You got hired because of your ideas. You got hired because of your creativity. So bring that to work. She was like, all of that professionalism and all that code switching, unnecessary. Like, she's like, I get some of it, you know, being, depending on who the person is, but even now, she was like, because she's very senior at my job. And she was like, even for me, I'll say things and they just kind of laugh. And, you know, that's what makes people feel more comfortable. And you, when you start to be comfortable within yourself is when people start to become more comfortable with you. When they see that you're kind of like, you know, uptight and timid, that makes them uptight and timid because they don't really know how to conduct themselves, or maybe they don't know how you may take this or that. So she was like, just do you. Do you. And if they don't like it, that's okay. As long as you're getting your work done, because everybody is not going to like you. And everybody is not going to be for you. And when she said that, it just hit home for me again, because these are things that I know. I already know that I need to be myself. I already know that it's important to be yourself in the workplace. And I'm here to tell you, homegirl, be yourself at the workplace, okay? Because it's going to take you places, and it's going to take you places that you would have never imagined. And now that I'm like looking back, when I was at Chegg, like I just went in because this was my first big internship. It was my first place, like being like out of state. I'm from little bitty old Arkansas going to California with all these people who have like, you know, go to these big schools and have all these other opportunities, all these other internships. So I went in like, I need to learn. I need to meet people. I need to network. I need to do all of that. Little did I know, me going in with that mindset and me being myself took me places and afforded me opportunities that I would have never imagined. I was used for marketing material. I was in the freaking like Levi's Stadium on a billboard for the 49ers. Like I got to do stuff with WWD magazine, featured in a magazine, getting sent free products because they want me to review them. Like I'm on a YouTube channel or some shit. I moved to New York, still kept in contact with people. I'm on a beauty panel for WWD. I'm networking with major beauty companies, Fenty Beauty, all of them. Like they're all there listening to me talk. So all of that was given to me because I was myself. Any job that I have gotten is because I was myself. Any job that I've kept, it was because I was myself. So scratch all of that, want to be professional, scratch all that like extra overly doing code switching and being uncomfortable. No, you need to feel comfortable in your workplace. And if not, it's honestly time to switch, because mental health and your happiness is way too important. So you need to do what you feel comfortable, be you. I'm telling this to you, and I'm really talking to myself right now as well, to remind myself every day to continue to be Rustique. Be Rustique. We're about to start going back to the office. I just can't wait. Like I can't wait for my little fashion shows to be putting on my outfits that I done collected over all of this time, because we ain't been in the office. I'm ready for all of that. I'm ready for people to see the real me. I want people to see the real me, see how I am in person, see how I am and how my personality is, see how bubbly I am, because now I am making an effort to show these people that like I deserve to be here. I have the skill set. I have the personality. I have it. I have it. Now I'm going to show you that I have it, and we can go about our day. Okay. So yeah, let's, ladies, guys, whoever, drop it and be you. Drop it and be you. And if they don't like it, maybe that's not where you need to be. I don't know. That's just how I feel. If you can't be yourself, or if you don't feel comfortable, maybe that's not it, boo. But that's my take on that. And so now we're going to go into the girl chat section. And this was like an open-ended question, and I feel like it can lead into a whole nother conversation. So I'm going to keep it brief because I don't want this to become like super political or anything like that. So the question was, Black women in America. That was it. And I thought that would be fitting to answer in regards to basically what I just talked about, since Black women especially have to code switch or be professional in the workplace. And, you know, I feel like Black women are, we do so much. We're so powerful. We are so strong. We are so devoted, but we are so underappreciated. I don't understand like where and how all of this hatred and disgust that is coming towards Black women, specifically, you know, darker skinned women, or, you know, women that aren't petite. Like, I don't know where all of this hatred is coming from, but it's got to stop. Like, people have got to stop projecting. People need to stop, you know, trying to do and disrespect us as a whole, because what did Megan Thee say the other day? She said, we cook your meals, we feed you, we take care of you when you're sick, all of that. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go watch Thought Shit. And the beginning of what she said is how I feel. We do all of those things for everyone and their mama, and it seems like nobody does those things in return for us, and it's ridiculous. And I feel like men, obviously men, y'all need to do better, because y'all be downright disrespecting us, and women, we be downright sometimes disrespecting each other, and it's not necessary, it's not fair, it's just ridiculous. So, you know, Black women, I love you, okay? If nobody has told you today, I love you, you're amazing, you're beautiful, you're smart, you're deserving of everything in life. Everything that you want, you deserve it. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Don't let anyone treat you otherwise. And, you know, keep your head up. You know, stay down till you come up, because, baby, your blessings, your abundance is coming your way. Forget the haters. Forget the naysayers. Forget people who doubt you, because you are a boss. You are a queen. And we're like the pioneers. We navigate this, okay? We navigate everything, and people look up to us, whether they want to say it or not. People look up to us. They wish they could be us, and that's all I'm going to say on that. See y'all later. Bye.